This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so you see drama in Hollywood, you see drama in politics. Usually in the medical research sector, it's kind of, you know, kind of boring. Nothing really exciting happens. And then every now and then we get a real humdinger. And so in the medical community, a lot of our panties and lab coats are all up in a bunch because there's an investigation now that is being led. Because allegedly, there's been five studies that got into three medical journals that potentially had data manipulation. Allegedly, this came from Temple University. Now, there is an investigation. When you do research studies, you have a team, and you have a principal investigator who oversees it and makes sure there's no kooky stuff. But a lot of places will have the students, you know, okay, all right, get the data. If they, you know, left off an Excel column or something, it could be bad. It could be manipulation, even if inadvertently. Or you could have individuals who go, look, we need the funding, and we're getting funding based on the results we get. So if we show we're getting these results, we get more funding. So data manipulation can run the gamut of being completely inadvertent to being very sinister. And we have a huge, huge problem with the public trusting the medical community right now. So we don't need this. We don't need somebody thinking that any of the data that's going into our peer-reviewed journals, and trust me, to get a study into one of these journals, and I've done it at least twice now with students. I mean, you have to cross every T, dot every I, and you make sure everything is 1,000% accurate in what you're doing. And if there are limitations, you say, look, you know, there could be other things that could affect the data inadvertently. Like, let's say you're doing a study on high blood pressure, and you don't realize that some of those individuals you're studying see their mother-in-law more often than others. That's a study limitation. Because you're looking at two endpoints of people with blood pressure issues, and if one didn't have to deal with his mother-in-law the whole study, blood pressure could be different. So these are things we need to take into account. So multiple news outlets are talking about how three medical journals, the Journal of Molecular and Cellular Cardiology, the Journal of Biological Chemistry, and I believe one more, honestly, they're good reads. They're really, really good reads. Change was on the back of your toilet seat. You don't need, you know, the Inquirer. You could have this stuff on. They're investigating five papers authored by Temple scientists. This is according to Reuters. Another journal owned by the Journal of American College of Cardiology had to retract a paper by Temple researchers on its website because they determined that there was evidence of data manipulation. That paper had originally concluded that blood thinner Xarelto, which is a good blood thinner, could have quote-unquote healing effects on the heart. Well, that's a big claim. And, you know, some of you could say, well, wait a second. What if just the researchers are stupid? What if the researchers are like, wait a second, look at that, it's healing the heart. If you're going to write this paper, you need to prove that you're worthy. You need to also explain why you think it works. But data can very easily be manipulated. People are like, well, you know, how do you do it? Okay, not that I want you to do it. But let's say you want to prove that a lot of people like the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's hard. That's going to be a tough, okay. And let's say there's 100 people and I survey 100 people. Do you like the Dr. Dahlia show? Huh? What? No? Okay. But let's say 10 of them go, yeah, I do. So I have 90 people that don't and 10 people that do. I know that is still an overestimation. I'm aware. But let's say in La La Land, there's actually 10 people that like my show. Okay? Can you go with me on that one? I decide to change the parameters. And I go, you know what? Rather than the survey of 100 people, we're going to survey 12. Oh, look, the majority of people like my show. Now, that's a very, very, you know, very scaled down version of ways data could be manipulated. You can manipulate data by, all right, so we have these individuals. These individuals, though, you know, might not make our data look good, so we're not going to include them. You know, these are people who work out more. I like how they work out. I like, you know, that, you know, we have people who exercise 3 times a day. So what's your exercise? Is your exercise walking the dog? Is your exercise hitting the gym and doing some heavy cardio and weights? Okay, then you know what? We'll use those guys. You know, there's so, you know, the more specific you get in a study, the harder it is to manipulate. But you can only do so much. We got men, we got women, we have those who are non-binary or don't identify as men or women. They noted they have healthy diets and they exercise. And then these are the more general you are, then the more room there could be with data manipulation. And it stinks that research is so dependent on funding. It's a little kind of confusing how, you know, I think a study that says, you know what, sorry, didn't really notice a difference. Well, that's not very sexy. Now, journals publish those studies saying, you know, ivermectin didn't seem to work in COVID, or vitamin D didn't really seem to, you know, prevent hospitalization and death like they thought. There's back and forth with the vitamin D. I'm still a fan of vitamin D. But when you have, I believe some of these studies were funded by the NIH, and multiple other, and there's money in that. The Temple investigation involves 15 papers published between 2008 and 2020, supported by grants by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. 9 of the studies were supervised by Dr. Abdel Karim Sabri, a professor at Temple's, Cardiovascular Research Center. So, most individuals that get through that far, they don't need to lie. They don't need to manipulate data. So it'll be interesting what happens with that investigation, but already one journal cut one of the papers. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So if we want to address public health, one of the first things we need to rectify, solve, is our homeless problem. You can mandate vaccines. You could tell people to wear masks. You could do all the hugabaloo you want in the world. It's not going to limit pathogens from finding opportunity. When you have individuals in poor health, with lack of health care, lack of a home, lack of good nutrition, And you can't tout as being the best administration ever when it comes to public health when you have individuals practically dying on the streets. So I don't know if you've been seeing some of the pictures. I live near California, being in Nevada, so whenever I'm in California, I see it all the time. But for those of you, you know, you're limited to seeing a lot of the pictures, it is as bad as the pictures show. I know people think, gosh, you know, the media will only show certain pictures to make it look, we're talking about data manipulation, right? You could have a full view where you see, you know, two tents and the rest of the sidewalk all open, or you could narrow the view and crop it to just those two tents, making it look like there's tons. I get it. I get that there's, but I'm telling you right now, it's rows. It's rows and rows of individuals, and you're like, somebody help. Is anybody doing anything? Is anybody doing anything? Well, there's a survey, a poll, that says two-thirds of San Francisco residents say their city is going downhill because of widespread homelessness, crime, and rising housing costs. A third plans to leave the city within 3 years. A survey of 1,600 adults found that 65% said the city was declining, 37% they would live elsewhere in 3 years, 84% of people aged 65 and older said they're getting out of Dodge. And this is one of the most beautiful cities in America. We have so many beautiful cities, but San Francisco is on my top 10. My son the other day goes, Mom, it is gorgeous up there. And the north of it with the trees, you know, he'd live there in a heartbeat. We all would. If it was cheaper, if they handled crime better, if they took care of their citizens, that, you know, it's not about, oh, well, you know, I don't want to have to see homeless people. It's a sign of the city's priorities. When you have Nancy Pelosi rich, able to take her son with her to Asia and, you know, going, you know, doing all this ritzy-pitsy stuff, it looks like she has, you know, plenty of stylists and you know, work done on her, and she looks amazing for her age. But she's in the exact same city where you see these individuals that are struggling to live, just sitting there on the streets. And places of employment can't remove them. They have, you know, urination by their that's deterring people from coming into their shop, and there's such a disconnect. Nancy Pelosi should be all over this. Isn't Kamala Harris from that area? Where's the representation? The poll echoes comments from an opinion piece for Daily Mail, where columnist and author David Marcus called the city, quote, this is harsh, a rancid, drug-ravaged pit of human misery. They slammed their leaders and said, quote, have no idea how to pull themselves out of it. So when we have cities, and I get it, they are these cities represent America. They are supposed to be beacons of good management, good city community, good ideas for future politicians. I mean, I'm from California, and I get that a lot of the country looks at California as they are weirder than weird. And I'm from that state. It is still one of my, you know, one of the most amazing states. I've always wanted to move back, because leaving there as a kid, I've always, you know, wanted to move back, and I did, to finish my last year of medical school at UCLA. I love that state. But if you can't even handle your own crime, your own homelessness, your own pollution, don't be lecturing to the rest of the country on what they should do. I'm looking at a picture right now of a homeless man injecting fentanyl into another friend's armpit. Boy, this will happen when somebody loses all their usable veins. This is something that I guess is a common scene. And they're in a gorgeous part of the city. And it's just that. So the survey was carried out by the San Francisco Chronicle after the recall election of progressive district attorney Chesa Bowden. He was ousted in June. People were frustrated about public safety, and respondents agreed on the city's top problems. Homelessness took first place, followed by public safety, housing costs. Nearly 70% said they doubted those problems would get better in the coming 3 years. And I get people want to have abortion as the main, issue and on the poll and college debt and writing off college debt. There's some more other issues at play that need some attention too. One respondent, Day Eccles, 53 years old, told the Chronicle he was fed up with the city and rising prices. He's going to retire elsewhere. The average rent in San Francisco has now risen to $3,700 a month. And I'm amazed by this because you'd think with all the BS and people leaving, the rent would start to drop. But I think the problem is that so there's not enough supply that there's waiting lists and people will still pay whatever. Eccles said, I just remember the hippie generation and it was all about take care of your friends, brotherly love. And that is totally gone. And that's actually a good point. So I grew up after the whole hippie generation time. But, you know, people would bag on the hippies. And what was, though, very honorable is, you know, we're going to love. We're going to not stress the little stuff. Take it easy, man, dude. Chill. And you know, even though that was, there were some political movements that obviously spurned some controversy, which is why for some people hippie is a bad word, for other people hippie is a good word. But it's when people say, oh yeah, so the hippies in San Francisco. No, as he pointed out, this is not what the hippies were about. And in fact, there is crime and homeless people fighting and violence, and that's not, you know, doing some marijuana going, hey, Lalo, you know, I'm hungry, I got the munchies, I'm going to pay for my snacks at the local convenience store, and then I'm going to walk my way, smoke my dope. That's not what we're seeing. We're seeing guns to the head. We're seeing store owners shot. We're seeing mass stealing. We're seeing people who have, you know, who are completely inebriated or under the influence fighting. I can't tell you how many times you'll be, you know, accosted by somebody just coming right at you. And they could have mental illness, whether they want to attack you or not. But these are things that's not what the hippie generation emboldened. So some respondents hit out of Mayor London Breed. London Breed was hailed for their approach to, I guess, the pandemic, although from what I understand, many people did not like the way that was handled. But you got the homelessness, the property crime, fentanyl epidemic. 35% has said Breed has done a poor or very poor job. So, you know, I'm not sure what happens with these elections. You hear people frustrated. I've known people in California be frustrated. But it just seems like election after election, they elect people they're frustrated with. So I would like a little bit more attention, and these pictures are horrifying. There's one lady with her pants off injecting her leg. It's you know, the individuals that are addicted to drugs and are dependent on them, and we talk about drug abuse, but the drugs abuse them as well. There is some victims. They are victimized, and we don't care. As society, we're like, okay, well, they do drugs, and we're getting more and more of this. What we're going to be talking about next is apparently El Paso now has thousands of migrants, homeless, that are now sleeping on the street. Our homeless problem, it continues to grow, and you would think that this would be a priority. And whether it's hepatitis, whether it's tuberculosis, whether it's COVID, don't be telling me that we are the epitome of public health when you let this happen. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest consumer price index shows that inflation is still above 8% year over year. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the Biden administration for choosing to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act during a Tuesday White House event when prices are still high.
While American families can't afford gas, groceries, or electricity, Washington Democrats partied on the White House lawn to celebrate their policies.
Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance. Gas prices are nearly down 30 cents from last month. AAA reporting the national average is now $3.70 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Trainer asks, how do homeless people afford their fentanyl? It's a great question. Just like same answer as we got when we asked, how do some of these homeless individuals get their bottle of alcohol in their brown paper bag? How do they, the homelessness spans a whole spectrum. And sadly, when you're addicted to drugs, the drugs get priority over food, over living, over... So any money they do have, any money they could get, steal, be forced to work for, or trade... There's a lot of different ways, sadly, they could get drugs. women, men forced into prostitution. It's a world that we don't really submerge ourselves in to learn about what's happening. But I can tell you, having, you know, been an ER doc and seeing people come in, they'll come in the winter, try to get some food, try to get some care, some warmth. They get discharged, and if, you know, whatever resources they could get, if they have a severe addiction, those resources seem to be sucked up by them getting what they need. And there's people that supply them, and they will supply them for some horrific things in return. And it's, you know, and then sadly, you see those that go through withdrawal. You see the giving up. You see, it's just, you know, being addicted to drug, I can't stand when people use the word addicts, but, you know, being a victim to prior abuse or prior use and becoming addicted is something that goes from you watch a person who had a job, had a home, had a family, and then just completely deteriorate. So there's sadly prostitution, slavery, trafficking, stealing, crime, and a whole variety of other ways. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Melissa is asking, how is the enthusiasm for the COVID booster going? I don't know many people who got the new booster. We do have a new booster. I don't think we have the numbers out yet on how many people have gotten the booster. I'm still a little late on getting my flu shot. I need to get my flu shot soon. I've been just so busy with all the, you know, blood donation week and college student stuff I'm doing. So I've been a little behind. I have not met one person yet that has gotten the booster, the new one. But I am sure we're going to see an uptick in people wanting them once we hear more about COVID. COVID, I hope, goes away. I cannot wait for COVID to go away. It won't go away. A virus like that has been able to outlast these years as well as evade us on where it came from. Still don't think it came from bat soup. Still don't think it came from the Wuhan market. In fact, I think there was an Israeli study saying, no, not the market. So until we get a grip on where this really came from and how it got leaked or accidentally spilled, COVID will not go away. However, the World Health Organization is being very optimistic. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus believes that the end is in sight. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But he said we are not there yet. This is at a virtual press conference. This is probably one of the most optimistic phrases we have gotten from the World Health Organization yet. They declared COVID-19 an international emergency, described the virus as a pandemic in March 2020. Remember, it took them a little while. In January, February, we're like, why aren't they calling it a pandemic? This sucker has been around for months, and no one's saying it. And then finally, they're like, okay, it's a pandemic. So it took them a little while, but I get it. Takes some time. The virus emerged in China in late 2019. I think it was the fall of 2019. Has thus far killed 6.5 million people, infecting 606 million. Global economies, healthcare systems got overwhelmed. There was an absolute cluster. The way politicians took advantage, the way they wielded their power, the way they gave out wrong information, making people think that if they wore their dirty, reused mask, they would have enough protection. It killed me as a doctor to see this. And a lot of the misinformation that was actually proper information from doctors, labeled misinformation, now proven right. When you tell me COVID, and you know how people groan, I want to vomit. I am so over it's embarrassing to me as a doctor. So why would now COVID slowly go away? Is it the vaccines? Could be. Is it that most of us have had it now? that the virus, despite us being vaccinated, still got into our system? And we all have some sort of immunity, except those who, you know, couldn't, of course, you know, get vaccinated. We kept them from the virus. But if the World Health Organization is ensuring that labs are doing their part, not leaking stuff, if we feel that if there was any inadvertent attempt to get a bioweapon out there, that has been subdued, that has been solved, taken care of, but they just haven't notified the rest of the world that that's what happened, there's a chance that this virus will weaken and it'll be around and we can get a COVID cold. We could get a COVID bronchitis. We could get a COVID sinusitis. We could get a COVID pneumonia. We would still be able to get a COVID-induced blood clot or a COVID-induced pericarditis or myocarditis, but that it would be rare. So that is a possibility. Now, if COVID starts to subside, is that bad in terms of flu? Bad in terms of other viruses? Well, we know flu is gaining strength, and we know flu is a killer, but luckily flu wasn't as disastrous as COVID. And again, a lot of us who have had COVID are like, okay, you know, I felt like crap. I sneezed and coughed. It was one of the worst colds ever, but it wasn't that big a deal. I have to tell you, in the beginning, we were having people dying and we didn't know what the hell was going on with them. It was some scary stuff, and I'm not lying to you guys. I think the mandates were wrong. I think the way the politicians were wrong, but I have to tell you guys, I have to tell like it is. That COVID, when it came across that first winter, whether it was superimposed with pneumonia and flu or whether it was just strictly COVID in and of itself that would trigger that cytokine storm, I'm telling you right now, Republican, Democrat, you know, physicians and nurses and medical students and residents alike all were overwhelmed by this sucker's power. But humans evolved. We were able to gain some immunity. We were able to come up with a vaccine that also provided immunity. I do think the vaccines helped. I don't think they should have been mandated, but I do think they helped. And I think as a population, we have been able to overcome this. Do I think we will ever have a big, nasty, deadly COVID strain again? I don't think so. I think we're still going to have bad COVID. I just don't think it's going to be as bad as it was. The other thing also is we're not going to get bad advice of, guys, don't wear masks. The hospitals need the masks. And then, oh, yeah, your mask is fine. Just everybody put a facial covering on. And these are things that were sitting in your pocket for weeks or purses for months. So I think now they're saying, no, it has to be a good, clean mask. It has to be an N95 respirator. I think we're going to be a lot smarter with our advice. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this next segment is maybe more than PG-13. It's a little bit higher than that, even though this is something that's out there in public. But you might not want your kids to listen to this next segment because I need to teach you how to talk to your kids about this. So I'm driving to UNLV, and I went to UNLV in the 90s. Fantastic school. Go Red Bulls. And I'm there for College Student Health Awareness Day, and I love going back on campus. The kids are great. But I'm getting ready to turn, because I had to get, they had a parking pass for me, students, so I went to then go and then get into the parking garage, so I had to get on this street called Paradise and then turn on Tropicana. And there's a big, huge billboard, and it's one of the large, expensive billboards. And the billboard wasn't about Tiesto or some of the other DJ, you know, some of the other, you know, clubs and shows and Zouk and things like that.
It was a big, huge vibrator. That's what the ad was. And you almost did a double take. It was pink and it had a white wand. And I'm not lying. And apparently the company or the product is called Pink Cherry. And it is a pink and white colored vibrator on a big, huge billboard on one of the busiest arteries in Las Vegas, Tropicana Avenue. And it says, "You are the wand that I want." You know, like, you're the one that I want. You are the wand that I want. Now, I found it very odd that they would be quoting a, "You're the one that I want, do I want what?" You know, the song from Grease. A lot of the younger kids don't know Grease. So, kind of odd that they would do that, because you know, it would be more for us Gen X's or boomers who remember Grease and the soundtrack. But there it was, "You're the wand that I want." And I did a double take, because I'm like, okay, I get, I'm a little older, maybe I'm a little prude, but really, this is out there in public? Which means kids can see this. Now, if a child doesn't understand what it is, they could tell their mommy and daddy they want one of those. As a kid, if I saw something like that, pink and white, it looks like a microphone. I loved microphones. Ever since I was a kid, I loved microphones. They were shiny. They were, still, when I see a microphone, I drop everything to go to. It's like, it's like it just draws you, like the Pied Piper. I love microphones. So as a kid, I could see myself pointing to that billboard going, "Mommy, I want one." And my mom having a heart attack. In fact, I made my mom just completely shudder when I was at the grocery store with her. And once as a treat, because it was so expensive, my parents would buy once in a blue moon Cracker Barrel cheese. And I wasn't a big eater. There wasn't a lot of foods I liked. But a little square of Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese, I liked. So I'm in the grocery store, and there's Preparation H in the yellow packaging. And I'm like, I want that, I want that. I'm like, I want Preparation H. I remember Preparation H because of the commercial. I didn't understand what Preparation H was for. But I'm screaming at my mom. Why not screaming? But I'm like, I want Preparation H. And my mom's like, "What the hell, John? You're so stupid." My mom comes home. She tells my dad, "Dolly asked for Preparation H at the grocery store. And she almost had a temper tantrum that I wouldn't get it." Why does she want Preparation? Why should I have hemorrhoids? What's wrong with your tushy? Nothing's wrong with my tushy. I want to eat Preparation H. I was starving. And I thought it was cheddar cheese. I thought it was the Cracker Barrel. So if you're a grown-up, and I'm assuming grown-ups are listening to the show, and you're driving up and down the street, and there's a big... And I think there's a difference between vibrator and dildo. Dildo, those aids, those are ones that will resemble a body part that goes on the inside, whereas something like this goes on the outside for clitoral stimulation. So I guess we call those vibrators, but it's under the whole umbrella of AIDS, of marital AIDS. Well, these are called marital AIDS. Now they're just called AIDS or sex AIDS. But if you have a kid and you're driving, how do you explain that? How do you explain a pink microphone-looking thing that should be very private and not out there? And I guess they are assuming college students have no problem being open. And they actually aren't. Remember the movie Something About Mary? The girls were talking at lunch. And then she was like, "Oh, I don't need a man. I have a vibrator." And everybody giggled. You know, and you're thinking like, "Oh, my God, that's embarrassing. How do you admit that?" Apparently now that's all everybody does admit. They're very open about it. And maybe that's a good thing about people, you know, not finding previously things like dyeing your hair taboo. I mean, you guys know I dye my hair. Now I might not have to as the gray's coming in. But, you know, if you have a child that sees something like that, my suggestion would be there are certain things that are kids' toys, and then there are certain things that grown-ups use. And this is not something that a child uses. But wand, princesses of wands, it says wand. It's a different type of wand. It's a wand that parents might use. Well, why? What do you use it for? Okay, now I'm stumped, right? If you have a kid that keeps asking that stuff, tell the kid to shut the hell up. and focus on another billboard, please. Yeah, I'd be like, go read your Barney or your Blue's Clues or your Sesame Street or whatever the heck these kids are into these days. I don't know. But you would say, this is something for grown-ups, and I'm going to explain it to you a little bit more because it's something grown-ups use when they have sex. And if your child already had the sex conversation with you, they're going to stop the conversation. They're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. We're not going to, have that conversation again. But if the child is too young for that sex conversation, then you say, this is just something that grown-ups use, that sometimes mommies use, sometimes mommies and daddies use, and it's something that, you know, we're going to talk about later, but you, it is not something for kids, and I am not buying it for you. Well, let me ask Santa. When we go see Santa, can I ask Santa for a wand? No, please don't ask Santa for a vibrator. So my recommendation to Pink Cherry, and mind you, it was very provocative advertising, and look, I'm talking about it on air, so mission accomplished for them. But to realize that there are families out there, there's kids out there, and as much as I support free speech and I commend a strong advertising campaign, having my marketing background, I have to admit the marketing on this is fantastic. It's just we're really over-sexualizing society these days. And I really believe there are certain things that should be private. And public sex, public perversion, public discussion of masturbating and AIDS, if there's Title IX rules that institutions and schools have to trip over to make sure that there's no talk that's harassing or sexualized, you're gonna have to not be contradictory and then have all this sexualization just out there on billboards and out there around kids. You know, what is it? Are we going to be able to, in the workplace, talk about sex, talk about jokes, talk about using a vibrator, talking about your date? Or is that, no, it's harassing. It's harassment, it's Title IX violation, it's inappropriate, it makes people uncomfortable, it's a form of a sexual assault, you can't do that. Well then, if we can't do that in the workplace, and we can't talk, and we can't make the jokes, I get that, then outside the workplace, you could just see a vibrator? There's not a lot of consistency. You need to make a decision. School campuses are all about, you know, preventing assault and harassment and you know, females being sexualized and, don't have then something provocative that gets people's juices flowing then if you try. It's like once you're on the sidewalk, you can't talk about it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.